Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's so great to be here with you. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour. We've got an all-star lineup, starting out with Jordan from The Biggest Loser, Glory Days, is with us. Also, Jody Clayman from The Real Housewives of Vancouver. Really excited to talk to both these guests. But first up is Jordan, who, if you're a fan of The Biggest Loser, the last one, The Glory Years, was fantastic, Glory Days, because these are former athletes who may have gained a few pounds in the years since being in sports, and their journey through it. And I thought it was wonderful and probably the best season ever. How are you, Jordan?
I'm doing fantastic, Patty. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Jordan Alessandro is here, and he's going to be at the Women's Expo. Actually, he's going to be talking in about 10 minutes. So if you are out and about, make sure you get out and have a listen, because it's an inspirational story. And Jordan, you know, the transformation in the physical is surreal to look at you and what that must have been like. What was it like inside of you to be this different person and to get used to that?
You know, Patty, it's funny you say that, because that's where it all starts. And for me, what I had to do to begin with is to find that motivation. You know, so many people you talk to will talk about diets, will talk about exercise, and everybody you talk to always talks about hitting this brick wall, right? Where you're in this exercise, you're in this diet, and you just don't want to do it anymore. And
yeah. And
really what I had to find is kind of that motivation to keep going. And for me, that was finding out about the birth of my son. And really what it did is it started to change me from the inside out, and realizing that I had something more important to do than just get healthy for myself, but to be there kind of for the long run for my son and my wife.
And I think it's interesting, Jordan, you know, I've been up and down the old weight journey a lot myself. And, you know, I think sometimes when people are so mean to people that have, you know, it's ageism and it's weightism nowadays, right? These are things people think they can just say what they want sometimes. And, you know, the amount of people that give you feedback when you're thin, but it really isn't who you are. It just makes it easier to live being in a thinner body. But you're still that same person. And have you found it amazing how people treat you differently?
Well, not only that, but I think it's also a way that, like, you carry yourself. You know, before, kind of, you know, as a 320-pound man, like, you know, I would walk around and I'm looking at the ground. I'm kind of depressed. I'm hanging my head because I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look. You know, I don't like the way, like you were saying, like, you've been treated. Mm-hmm. So when you lose all this weight, it's like you gain this confidence, and it's, you know, you become this new person, so to speak, but it's because you can actually start to respect yourself.
Right, and you know, I see you're rocking the cool clothes, and you know, you're such a different-looking guy, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, I lost 143 pounds. That's about like the size of a Backstreet Boy. You know, to think that, you know, like, I not only, you know, it was such a challenge before to find clothes and shirts in the 3XL.
Yeah.
You know, I was wearing size 44, you know, pants, and it's nice to be able to go into a real clothing store and to find stuff that fits. You know, I'm wearing a size medium top now. It's incredible.
That is so cool, so cool. And what about your son? How old is he now?
So my son's 4 months old.
Wow.
His name's Sawyer. He's absolutely the joy of my life, and really, like I said, was my motivation. And that's one of the things, like, that I want to keep talking to people about is it's got to be more than just a surface level thing. It's got to be more than, hey, I want to look good in a bikini or for the guys a Speedo or something. You know, it has to be deeper than that.
Yeah.
You know,
and how do you maintain it though? I think, you know, you had so much to lose. Like a lot of people, you know, my son's a football player and you were a football, baseball, you know, you had this sort of career path set out for you and then you had an injury. But when you do a lot of training, you can eat tons of food and then you don't.
Right.
So a lot of people can really relate to that path. But once you've lost, I mean, that's a huge amount to lose, to keep that motivation to lose it. But once you're here, Jordan, you know, I know your son's one thing, but what makes you pass by the cookie aisle or pass the ice cream and do the stuff that was your go-to when you were stressed or was your drug of choice?
I just had to find a new way of dealing with stress. I almost treated food as if it was a drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used it as a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
So I had to start looking at food as fuel again, you know, like I used to when I was an athlete. And for me, I remember what it felt like to be back at, you know, as a 320-pound man, you know, I hated who I was. And to me, nothing tastes as good as being healthy feels.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk about the Biggest Loser. Are the trainers your friends? Are they great people? Are they what they
Man. All four of the trainers this year. So we had Delvette and Bob were back this year. And then we had the two new trainers, Jesse and Jen. And all four were absolutely fantastic. I get texts from Delvette and Jen all the time.
Wow.
You know, Jesse's always commenting on my different stuff on Facebook and staying in touch via email. They're the real deal. You know, they're there, and they're not only incredible trainers, but they've been a really good support system for me. You know, being home, I can bounce ideas off them. I can say, hey, you know, I'm struggling with this. You know, how do I get past this type of thing? So I've really enjoyed working on them. I've been blessed to not only call them my trainers, but my friends.
It appears that way, and that's neat to hear that it's a real thing. How much is the food? How much is the exercise? Because you're sort of in a different environment there, and I know you won because you lost the most at home, and that must have been something to do. But you know, what is the balance there that you think for losing weight?
Honestly, 90% diet, 10% exercise.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds, and people think, I think people think it's the opposite. You know, you can't outwork a bad diet. That's the problem, Patty. Is, you know, people so much will go in the gym, and I see people like this all the time that have gym memberships, and they're working their tail off in the gym, but I see them week in and week out, and they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it's because their diet's back at home, and what they're doing in the kitchen is exactly what they shouldn't be doing. So if you can get the kitchen down, that's the battle won right there.
Right, and then you need to do some of that cardio to, you know,
absolutely,
keep it all moving, right? And
absolutely,
and a little bit of weights. And
it's important. You have to be able to exercise as well. So.
And you had Rocco on, didn't you?
Yeah, we had Rocco DeSpirito.
Some of his things are great, aren't they? I mean, there's so many ways to really, you know, get the calories out of some of these things you really love to eat. What are some of your favorites that you've learned that you used to love to eat that you're now incorporating from his recipes?
You know, I learned how to poach a turkey breast.
Oh,
which was really good for Thanksgiving.
Doesn't look too pretty, I'm sure.
No, you know what? He made it look fantastic, and it tasted even better.
Wow.
I do a lot of spaghetti squash because I'm Italian, like Rocco, and so I've replaced the pastas with the spaghetti squash, which is really good.
And you get more sauce that way.
Absolutely.
And who cares about the rest?
Calories.
Yeah. And what else?
Yeah. So you know what? Those are probably my main two. I don't know. I've been pretty simple when it comes to eating.
I saw you on Twitter, and you had some pork.
Lettuce
rolls.
I do lettuce wraps all the time. I always got to make sure that I have my kind of meals planned out, and I have protein ready to go. So I'll throw, you know, different roasts in the crock pot, getting all that stuff ready. So you know, it's easy to make things healthy and make them quick.
Right, and you just have to plan a bit too, right, Jordan? I mean, you can't just have nothing in the cupboards and think it's all going to go fine. You need to fuel yourself all the time. Have those snacks, have them healthy snacks, and at nighttime, you know, when it's bedtime, go to bed.
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah, no more snacking.
Nope.
Bad snacking.
My cutoff is 8 o'clock. I don't eat past 8, and I call it good. So if I'm hungry or something, I can grab maybe like some V8 or something to kind of quench that a little bit.
And what does your wife think of the change?
She's ecstatic. She can hardly keep her hands off. and I'm not complaining at all.
I bet.
They're calling me on stage,
okay,
right now,
Patty. Listen, we are so happy to have you on the show. Make sure you get out. He's there right now, the Victoria Women's Show. And it's going to be a great talk. You're there till 2 o'clock. Jordan, all the best. I hope we talk to you again.
Thanks, Patty. I'm running on stage.
Okay,
right now.
Take good care. Talk to you soon.
All right.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Jody.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries. It's the final days of End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event. With millions of dollars of inventory nationwide, get the best prices on top brands of laminate, hardwood, tiles, carpet, vinyl, area rugs, and more. Not renovating yet? Buy at the best prices today and we'll store till spring for free. See store for details. It's the final days of End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event. Don't miss it. Visit endoftheroll.com. End of the Roll. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
You're probably wondering why you should bring in your Ford to your Ford store when you need some tires. For starters, we carry a giant selection at prices we simply won't be undersold on. But we won't stop there because we have four trained experts who'll help pick the tires that fit your Ford perfectly based on the habits you follow while driving. Because everyone has a particular routine, a pattern they fall into over and over. So bring in your Ford to your Ford store for tires. Beware parts unknown. See your Ford store for details. I sure hope I don't talk like this now forever.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Sleep Country and I would like to know, what color is your mattress and box spring? Correct. No one knows or cares. Mix and Match is on now, and every year customers flock to Sleep Country for unbelievable deals. Brand new mattress sets, mismatched colors, jaw-dropping prices. Visit Sleep Country and beat the rush for the very best selection. Because when they're gone, they're gone.
Sleep Country.
Hi, I'm Casey. Some say I'm the most sensitive of the Victoria Therapeutic Riding Association horses. The herd and I help people with disabilities reach their full potential, like Ashley, who's gained a stronger back, like Jacob, who's gained confidence, and like Cole, who's gained a new lease on his anxiety. But we can't keep trotting around without you. Please donate at vtra.ca, because horses help heal. Now that's straight from the horse's mouth.
Proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. And I told you we had a great lineup today. We had Jordan in the last segment. He's talking at the Victoria Women's Expo. Another one of the big stars who is there, Jody Clayman, who's from the Vancouver Housewives. Also, she's from Top Chef. And she has a great, huge business that we're going to talk about. How are you, Jody?
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm well, thank you.
It's great to talk to you, Jody. I think, you know, a lot of people that watch The Real Housewives of Vancouver, that's where they first got to know you. And I love that show. how much of that is real, Jody, and how much of it is put together? And did you even know the people before?
No, we don't know anybody. It's a show, right?
Yeah.
So you film 1,800 hours and they show 12 hours of it. It's a reality platform. No, there's nothing that's it's manifested through the characters that are hired, some of the regular folk that are hired, and then it's instrumental, you know, on the cutting floor.
And was the real, you know, sort of friction between you and Mary, was that a real thing?
Well, it's a show. I was hired, you know, I was the villain, and I was to do my job, and I did it extremely well for them.
Oh, my gosh, did you ever? You know, my daughter, she's in Seoul doing her schooling right now, and she was like, you have Jody on? Oh my, she was out of her mind, because you really did attract an audience, young and old, who loved you or kind of thought, whoa, but you spoke your truth, right? You said stuff, and you had the fashion and the flair.
Yes, it was a great, you know, I'm very blessed to have had such a platform to be able to now go on and execute really who I am and my charities and my different business opportunities that have come my way.
Well,
I feel exceptionally blessed. I really do.
I'm sure it was a great platform for that, because I think because the Top Chef also, and seeing on the show the whole base of your life, which is, you know, food and cooking and how wonderful you are at it. And that's really kind of in your early years what has got you where you are today.
You know, absolutely. We're going to talk about that. I hope that I can enlighten some people on what is success, and it's not always about money. And when you do something really well and you have a passion generally, you know, financially things come your way. But I mean, I was very passionate about food from a get-go, growing up on a large ranch in Merritt, BC, so rural, and I sort of put that into my city years, and I became the hired help to the very, very wealthy. I've worked for, you know, all the big top stars and regular people, and it's been a blessing. And then I was able to diversify myself and invest in other opportunities. So, yeah, I'm really grateful.
Well, I think it's an interesting history you have, Jody, because, you know, I wouldn't have thought you're from Merritt. You know, you seem like such a big city girl. So reading your history, your father was a Jewish rancher, mom was a well-educated, you say toffee-nosed South African. Yeah. So you came from, you know, a high-ranking family who probably was well-to-do in the town of Merritt.
Well, we were just like everybody else, you know, God's slaves. I mean, there wasn't such a thing in Meredith's hierarchy if you live in West Van or Shaughnessy. I mean, we were just all grouped in together, and I traveled on a First Nations bus, and I would say half of me is First Nations. I was raised, you know, how to shoot a gun and fish and hunt and fly fish, and I'm definitely a Merrittonian. I'm just a small-town girl who's been plopped in a big city, and thank God I'm from a ranch, I can survive.
Wow. You know, because you just wouldn't know all that, you know, because the shows don't really obviously delve into tons about your past. But, I mean, those are obviously your survivor skills. And you were married young and had a child and then was a single mom. And instead of going back to America, you just sort of went for it and came to the big city and started a business.
Absolutely, and never look back. I mean, there it is. There's a part of me that would like to go back and probably live there a quarter out of the year. I love Merritt, the Paddington Hills. I've lost my father, so it's a tremendous, nostalgic place for me with a lot of sadness. But also, you know, I have no issue living in New York or L.A. or London. Vancouver is an amazing city. But opportunities that are coming my way now, unfortunately, you know, things will change and maybe my demographic again will change. I'll live part-time in New York. I'm not quite sure.
And things are always changing, right? And that's one thing, obviously, that you're good at adapting to change, because I think you had like $800 to put down this company.
Yep.
And it was a catering company. So you kind of had a change then, and you seem like you're the Artful Dodger. You're always kind of thinking how to get in the cracks, right?
Well, my grandmother said, as long as they don't stop talking about you, it doesn't matter, darling, what they're saying. Well, you have to have very thick skin, let me assure you.
And do you have a thick media. Do you have a thick skin, Jody, or do you get hurt by some of the things people say?
Well, in the beginning, it was mind-blowing, but I've learned to adapt. And I've learned, you know, that you know, there's lots of people behind computers that say horrendous things that have no validity. And you have to realize that what people write in the newspaper, most of it's not true. It's distorted or extended and stretched in some regard. I think the biggest thing that I want to say today to women and to the people that come out to the Victoria Women's Show is that, remember, being truthful and hardworking has immense rewards, and that's it at the end of the day. You know, work hard, enjoy what you do, love life, you know, give money to charities, support, you know, animals and our beautiful universe, our planet, recycle. I have a lot of very fun things I want to tell the folks today.
I think you have a lot to say, Jody, because, you know, I think you were probably the most interesting housewife because you had such a background, and I really loved the cooking segments and seeing the food that you did, because you could tell with your kids, I mean, you got everybody involved and everybody loved coming to your house. So in the next segment, we're going to do a news break in a while, and I want to talk about some recipe ideas too, because people are always looking for ideas for good food. Do you teach your kids? I know your little girl. How old would she be now, your youngest?
Hannah's seven. Yes, seven. She's an incredible little baker. We're actually going to release a YouTube video of her and her baking skills. She's hysterical. She has a children's program called The Burnt Thumb, and her proceeds for that cooking program go to a charity called Sam's Animal Sanctuary, which is up north. Mia, of course, went off to Cordon Bleu, so she's an outstanding chef.
Is she?
Yes.
Wow.
Josh, unfortunately, he's very busy at university in Toronto, so he hasn't quite mastered any skills.
Well, it was so funny because, you know, I have three kids and two boys. So when your son went off, I could feel your pain. Because mine's at UBC now, and it's not that far. But, you know, it's a big thing when it's your boy.
Well, UBC, what an honor and what a great school. My son didn't get in there.
Well, he's in football.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Yes. I love my children more than life itself.
Yeah, is there any greater gift, Jody? And you talk about your dad, so obviously your dad was your role model for all of you. What did your dad teach you?
Oh, my dad taught me such incredible skills, basic skills, like, you know, time is of value, and he taught me how to hunt and how to fish, and he gave us a childhood that was so nostalgic and so unbelievably clear and phenomenal, growing up in the middle of Hoppetsville, and just honestly, he taught us how to work hard, and I think work ethic is one of my best characters, you know, characteristics, being authentic and just grassroots.
Yeah, and I think that's something people may have, you know, I think with these Real Housewives shows, you think it's all, you know, fun and games, people just have drinks and have fun and don't have to do anything. And that's not the case.
Well, not for my scenario, no. I mean, my upbringing was completely different, I would think. I mean, we were taught to live a life of dignity, and it had nothing to do with money. You know, take thoughtfulness to great lengths, you know, and be inspired. You know, the show was a bonus. I'm very grateful to Lark Productions for what they gave me, but unfortunately, it came from my upbringing, my good genes.
Good genes. And are there going to be more shows, or is that it for that franchise?
I do have a deal on the table right now. It's very funny because I don't have TV at home.
Oh my! Hey, that's not allowed.
We didn't have TV on the ranch either, but yes, I will go back to film. I'm having a bit of a break. I'm really enjoying my new opportunities, and I think I need to look after myself and finish writing my tell-all, which is going to be available in December 2015. So I'm really busy just trying to put out a few of my projects, and then I'll be able to move forward and take on a new television program.
Yeah, in the next segment after the news, I want to talk about your business empire, because it is vast, and also your charities. But I want to talk about celebrity, because I know that you were a caterer to a lot of celebrities, and you are a celebrity. What do you think that status means, and does it mean anything to you?
Well, to me, it means nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you meet the same going up as you do coming down. I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful if you're a celebrity and you can exercise and platform yourself, you know, to teach people how to recycle, look after the planet, save animals, things like that. But I mean, no, I don't consider myself a celebrity at all. I mean, I'm really not an actress, and I'm just organic. I'm just myself. Today I'm quite shocked in who gets to be a celebrity. I'm Honey Boo Boo. You know, the good old people that I work for, like Katherine Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor, they've all been seeming, you know, to disappear. But God willing, we'll have new, wonderful young girls that people will be able to look up to and mentor, and it'll continue.
Right. And first and foremost, don't ever do anything to be famous. You do it because you have a passion, right? And then when you have that platform, like you say, use it to do good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially with social media. I mean, we live in a time now that's so prevalent with technology.
Oh,
I mean, you can do a lot with a good venue. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, so we come back. You'll hang on for the news so we can talk more about your business and let people know where they can find your products.
Pleasure. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after the news.
If you want to get your garden looking good for summer, the time to start is now, and Marigold Nurseries is here to help. With a big selection of flowering bulbs, early spring gardening plants, rose bushes, Marigold Nurseries also has a wide variety of veggie starts so you can get your vegetable garden rolling. Spring is a thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today on Lochside Drive in Sanichton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Big feet, loud voice.
Sometimes being a heavyweight has its advantages. As the island's largest roofer, Parker Johnston has gained limited time discounted pricing from their shingle suppliers. From February 1st to March 31st, take advantage of this heavyweight offer on residential roofing. Visit ParkerJohnston.com for a free estimate.
Parker Johnston.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A Canadian soldier has been killed in Iraq by friendly fire. Sergeant Andrew Doiron died yesterday after Canadian forces were attacked by mistake by Iraqi Kurds. Three other soldiers were hurt, but we don't know the extent of their injuries. A huge fireball shot up into the sky overnight in northern Ontario after a CN rail train carrying crude oil derailed near the town of Gogama. A Gogama Village Inn owner, Roxanne Verano, says the fire quickly spread through the river and destroyed one of only two bridges into the town.
You know, this is like 2 kilometers away from us. If it had happened in the middle of town, we wouldn't be having a conversation right now because we'd have got taken out. Like, it would have been horrible, like, being this close, and the track runs right through the middle of Gogama.
People in Gogama and the nearby Matagami First Nation are being asked to stay inside to avoid breathing in the smoke from the burning cars. Three city employees in Ferguson, Missouri, two police officers and a city court clerk, are now out of their jobs after this week's U.S. Justice Department investigation showed they sent racist emails. But reporter Alex Stone says there are questions about the man who runs the city's police department.
The police chief in Ferguson remains in his position despite leading a department that the government contends has been taking part in racial profiling. The mayor won't say if Chief Tom Jackson will be leaving. Attorney General Eric Holder says the federal government will use all the power it has to change the situation in Ferguson. Asked if that meant possibly dismantling the police department.
If that's what's necessary, we're prepared to do that.
Alex Stone, EBC News.
Well, both the Kamloops and Southeast Fire Centers are urging caution over the wildfire risk, even though it's only the beginning of March. A fire info officer, Kelsey Winter, says brush and grass are already super dry and could ignite into a wildfire if people aren't careful with any open flame.
The police...
It is really early. The Kamloops Fire Center is already experiencing fire behavior in conditions that we don't normally see until late April, and we're seeing them now in the beginning of March. Those are flame heights that are much higher than we normally see, and it is quite dry out there, so that's definitely increasing the fire risk.
Winter says this could be an ugly fire season if we don't get some rain. Fire crews already had to jump on a backyard fire that got out of control near Princeton yesterday. And police in Southern California are looking for a man who used counterfeit money to buy Girl Scout cookies. Apparently, this guy tried to use a fake $100 bill at a supermarket, but the clerk realized it was phony, so he left and used the counterfeit bill instead on a troop of Girl Scouts sitting at a table outside. Sergeant Robert Bartle is with the South Pasadena Police Department.
Purchased 3 boxes of Girl Scout cookies with this fake $100 bill, and actually left with $85 in change of real money and basically ripped off the Girl Scouts.
The officer says it was unfortunate the supermarket didn't tip off the Girl Scouts before the man approached their table. CFAX weather is next.
Suspect is a Caucasian male.
You know the killer.
Maybe somebody had a grudge against her father?
You know the crime.
I did not see that man killing his own daughter.
But you just don't know.
Sherpa says?
What pushes some people over the edge.
What's the motive?
What if they were having an affair?
Where would she find the time?
Nominated for 9 Canadian Screen Awards.
Bag the phone, it's evidence.
Motive. New season starts tomorrow at 10. Only on CTV. Watch all past seasons of Motive now on Crave TV.
CFAX weather, sunny today, a high of 14 degrees. Clear tonight, a low down to 3. And mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 13. Right now it's 14 degrees in downtown Victoria. I'm Rob Freeman, your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
At CFAX 1070, your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. You'll receive exclusive offers and win prizes with Club 1070.
This week, Club 1070 members can win a dinner theater package and overnight accommodation at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Tell us what you think, and you may be enjoying an evening of entertainment at the David Foster Foundation Theater in the beautifully appointed Oak Bay Beach Hotel.
Not a member? It's easy. Click on Club 1070 at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I am delighted to continue our conversation with Jody Clayman from Vancouver Housewives and Top Chef Judge. She says, live the life you've dreamed of, and she's going to be talking about that today at the Victoria Spring Women's Expo. That's at Perks Arena. What time are you talking today, Jody?
I'm on in the afternoon. I think about 2:30.
Excellent, excellent. And right now, of course, Jordan's there talking, so make sure you get down to lots of good information. Of course, Brad King, who we have on lots on the show, will be there talking about dirty diets. Jody, I want to talk, before we get into your business, about your great fashion sense. It's whimsical, it's pretty. What would you call your style, and how do you put that together? Because it's so pretty.
I don't know. It's like inspiration. Some people think, oh my gosh, you look like a bag lady. I don't know where it comes from. It must be my genealogy. It's showing through fabric. I'm not quite sure.
And do you mix vintage with new pieces? Is that a love of yours?
I love secondhand shops. Mm-hmm. I love couture. I love everything. I love beads and bubbles. I wear it all, yes, with great dignity, too.
And you're a girly girl. Like, you really always look pretty.
I'm a girly girl. But, yeah, I can still hunt and fish and, you know.
You're the perfect woman.
No, not really. No.
Once you get a TV, you're the perfect woman.
Well, there are no rules in this life, so live for greatness, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your aunt, who is a composer. Tell people what she composed. A very famous piece.
Oh, Dolores Claman was a child protege, and she was schooled in Vancouver and left at a very young age to go off to Juilliard. And she, you know, played with Sammy Davis Jr. She composed a lot of music for Miles Davis, but she really has worked with everybody, all the big singers. She's written a lot of their music, and she lives in London, and she's rewriting Scrooge right now. She was famous in Canada for writing Hockey Night in Canada. She's an incredible woman. She is very healthy and very much alive, and she lives in London.
That's amazing. And that song is such a theme, right? I mean, everybody knows if they grew up in Canada watching hockey that, you know, to hum that one.
What a jingle, yes. It's number one ringtone download.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's so cool. And the next thing, let's talk about Jody's Maison, your business. And do you have a storefront business, or is it online?
Yes.
How does it work?
I was very blessed many, many years ago. I was told by an elderly gentleman that if you don't own land, you'll never be anything.
Oh,
I was really confused
one.
By that because I'd only had my catering company for like 4 years. But I managed to purchase a big building in West Van, and that's where Jody's Maison is. It's about a 6,500 square foot building, and
wow,
we have a retail lifestyle store in there now, and it's special. It's Jody's Fine Foods is under the umbrella, and I have a new dairy project and a honeybee project, and I manufacture pet food, and we are in just over 300 stores. IGA was really instrumental, and we're really excited about working with me, and we have the ability to do central distribution, so we have just over 60 stores there. And
wow, and that's big.
Yeah, it's really big.
And I know you have a love of animals, so what was special about your product? Because you have the whole background in the foods, and then, of course, your love of animals, so I'm sure it's a great product. How did you get about to making that formulation?
Well, I always thought it was a bit disturbing, like growing up on the ranch. Like Simba, A, had to sleep outside underneath the stairs, but it was like 40 below. He could come in during the days after school, but he was never allowed to sleep on my bed. And Mother would always say, that looks like it should go in the garbage. Give it to Simba. Why would I give the pet of my life rotten food? So I got heavily invested in organics, and I started growing my own greens with a company called Urban Cultivator. And a large company called First Mate got in behind me and said, okay, let's do an organic, sustainable, local British Columbian product. And it took off. And it's made for humans, but it's for your pet. And it's done extremely, extremely well, and we're really excited about the future of Jody's Pet Food.
I bet. Well, you must be one busy person. And I know you have a pet charity, and you also have a charity in Vancouver to help people that need food.
The charity, Sam's Animal Sanctuary, is a charity up north outside of Quesnel, and this woman, I mean, I shouldn't say her name, but her name is Kathy, and she lives on this vast 400 acres with hundreds of dogs, cats, and horses all alone, minus 30, minus 40 winters. And you know what? To me, she's an angel. It's a place for the pet that's lost its tail, or the child poked its eye out, or you know, didn't have, you know, was sent to be put down. She takes them, and she's an angel, and I heavily, heavily support her. And my little Hannah. Hannah, you know, sells lemonade and cookies and does all sorts of things to bring awareness for Sam's Animal Sanctuary. I'm very involved with help feeding the poor in Oppenheimer Park. I have a charity called Larry Lunch Bucket. And feeding the impoverished, I mean, and the elderly and people who've had very bad luck. I mean, one of the poorest postal codes in Canada, and I live in one of the wealthiest. So to me, this is a dichotomy. I taught my kids that, you know, if you feed a stranger, it could be an angel, and it stretches your soul. But to me, this is really important.
And Jody, we can't ever think, oh, that's us and them, because it's, you know, either drink away or whatever happened. It could be anybody, right?
The stress that I went under, being under the light that I was shown in a platform I had innocently no idea what I was doing, I could have easily gone to alcohol or drugs and end up there, without a doubt. You know, you end up on the street for many different reasons, not only because of drugs and alcohol, mental illness, you know. People have to be educated. It could be us.
And no matter how you do it, like, you're getting there right in the streets, but whether you write a check or you get involved, there's always something we can do. And that's one of the best gifts we can teach our children, is acceptance and helping others.
Absolutely. 100%.
And when we come back, Jody, would you mind sharing a few of your recipes with us?
I would love to.
Awesome. We come back, we're going to talk about maybe some dinner ideas, some weekend ideas, maybe some of Hannah's baking ideas. Back in 2 minutes.
He's a man of mystery. An early riser.
The name is Farabee. Al Farabee.
The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch CTV News Vancouver Island and listen to CFAX 1070 as Double L7 tracks down his nemesis and saves the day. You can win free groceries for a year. Details at CFAX1070.com. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. This weekend is the French Fest in Centennial Square. There will be free activities for the entire family, music, food, and even a Sugar Shack brunch tomorrow. We hope to see you there. And cycle the Shelburne Corridor as part of the 5-kilometer family bike ride escorted by Saanich Police, or the 2-kilometer UVic Kids Ride on April 19th. Enjoy stage entertainment, bike demonstrations, interactive games, information displays, bouncy castles, the bike rodeo concessions, and a wide range of free family fun. And March is Music Therapy Awareness Month. Donate your old MP3 players to help music therapists promote, maintain, and restore mental health in those experiencing difficulties. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card free pricing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Jetta comes standard with great things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bluetooth and multifunction steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A rear view camera for safe parking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the best of German engineering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Volkswagen's Autobahn for All sales event's on now. Say yeah to financing from 0% for up to 36 months and a $1,000 discount on the 2015 Jetta. Sale ends March 31st. Details at vw.ca.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right? Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent, Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. If you want to know more about me or my guests for radio real estate, you can look me up, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Always love to hear from you and know what your ideas for the show are. On the show today, of course, is Jody Clayman, who is a Vancouver housewife and Top Chef judge. She's a businesswoman and so much more, and she's speaking today at the Victoria Women's Spring Expo at Perks Arena. Her topic is Live the Life You've Dreamed Of, and I'm sure, Jody, you can dream a lot, but you have to put some action to that, too, and you've worked hard to get where you're at.
Yeah, truthful and hardworking, it has great rewards. I mean, it creates success. So
talking about that, I just want to know, before we get to recipes, I always like to ask people about a day in your life. What does your day look like when you get up, what you eat, what you do? I know they're all different, but what is sort of a typical day?
Oh, I usually get up at 4, 4:30.
What?
I spend about 30 minutes with my cats. And then I garden a little, and then I read a little. Then I start playing, you know, on the computer, and I'm writing my book, and I'm very busy, and then I organize my day. I'm very good at making notes. I believe that, I don't know what happened, but over 40, I need notes for everything, and I just check them off each day. It seems to be a really, for me, it's proactive, and it works.
I do the same, Jody. I got my little subcategories with this real estate, the radio, the whatever I'm doing. I have little categories, and then I redo them the next day, and I kind of, yeah, it's the way I get through for sure.
And then I always plan meals. I'm really into food. I wake up hungry, and all I do is think about food for most of the day. So, you know, I think, what do we have for dinner? I'm always thinking about that. So I start, you know, doing a little bit of dinner organization. And then I go off to my office in West Vancouver. And again, it all starts over again. We have Jody's buying food. I'm on the phone. I wear a headset, so I can really multitask.
And you have a child. A young child.
I have a wonderful 7-year-old. And, she's very busy. She's very involved. But she goes to a school across town. So I spend 4 hours in the car driving her to her private school.
And you got older kids than her. So do you still have to do all that, you know, parent-teacher and do all the stuff still with the holy mackerel?
Smart standing up, dumb lying down. No, she's my gift. I'm joking. Hello. People are like, what a darling granddaughter you have. I'm like, I beg your pardon, it's my 7-year-old.
Oh, my God. People are rude, aren't they?
It's okay.
And so when you come home with Hannah, what kind of stuff are you making for dinner? What are your sort of good weekday ones that you do?
We eat pretty green and pretty organic and pretty local. I mean, if you can't buy organic, you can't afford to buy organic, buy local at least, you know, so you get a sustainable, decent product. We are pretty much vegetarian, but we do eat salmon. And Hannah, of course, because she's little, she eats chicken. We eat very simply, you know, grilled salmon with a balsamic or a local honey garnish. I do lots of avocados and chopped salads with quinoa and kale and all sorts of toppings, hummus and tahina. And we make our own yogurt. And then if we have yogurt left over, we put it through cheesecloth and we make cheese. And it's a great topping. And you can look at www.jodysmaison.com, and I list and I give you people the ingredients and where to buy it and certain recipes that are flavorful for me for that month.
Yummy. Your yogurt, do you use a machine or is that just with a base? You do it yourself with?
I just use a sieve. It's all online. You can read it. It's actually really easy. And once you get yourself into a routine, this is my routine, my life. Like, food is my life. My children are my life. So we eat green. We eat healthy. Urban Cultivator, I have heavily invested into. And it's a green company. And we grow greens in 7 days under microgreens. And I'll talk a little bit about that at the function as well. But if you go online and look up Urban Cultivator, people will be blown away. It's a local product that's manufactured in British Columbia. And
wow, that sounds cool. Because you're making these chopped salads, and there's so much variety you can use. So tell us maybe tonight, if we've got people coming over or this weekend you want to have a picnic, what is a good chopped salad? And maybe people don't even know what a chopped salad is, but what is a good one you can suggest that's got a lot of good nutrients and easy to make?
I would say, you know, buy a bag of spinach, get a big handful of kale, grind the kale up in your Cuisinart, throw in, you know, cucumber, tomatoes, and you can toast some almonds to put on top. Very Mediterranean. A Mediterranean diet is a very, very healthy diet, and you can make great low-fat dressings. You can serve it with balsamic, lemon juice, and honey. You can, you know, top it off with something a little more rich with protein, with hummus, you know, without the garlic if you don't like garlic, and lots of lemon juice, and again, honey. I really love eating healthy salads, and you can incorporate salmon with it or sea bass or chicken or whatever protein you like on top.
Right, so keep it simple. Use what you have, those good vegetables. Dressing-wise, you don't need to buy a bottle dressing then.
Absolutely not. You really don't. I mean, it takes seconds to make a salad dressing. Lemons, garlic, little ginger, balsamic, hazelnut oil, almond oil, whatever you want. It's seconds in a jar and a good shake. Good to go.
And you talk about the roasted nuts, and those are so good, right? Almonds and some of the seeds and pumpkin seeds and all those.
Chia seed and flax seed and all the different seeds that are out there that enhance, you know, not only for your skin, avocados. I eat probably 2 avocados a day. I have beautiful skin, but it's from the avocados.
Yeah, it's good
my
fat,
diet.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So if you want to know more about Jody, where's your website again, Jody, if people want to contact you?
Jodysmaison.com.
And if you didn't catch it, you can call me or get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And Jody is speaking today at the Victoria Women's Expo at Perks Arena. Get out and see her. Jody, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. I think you've inspired a lot of people, and we'll be look forward to the book and the new show and all that's ahead for you.
Patty, thank you. Forever young. Stay in touch. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome. Great talking with Jody. Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Turn down your power and turn up for spring. For tips and prizes, visit powersmart.ca. Save power, save money.
TV is awesome, and that's why you'll love Crave TV. Full seasons of the best loved series for just $4 a month. HBO favorites like The Sopranos and The Wire. Classics like Seinfeld and Star Trek. Current hits from Nurse Jackie to Big Bang Theory. Go to CraveTV.ca, browse through our amazing list of show titles, and see for yourself why this is the best entertainment value around. Crave TV, all you can watch for $4 a month with your TV subscription.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here from Bay West Rona in Vic West. I've been in the home renovation business in Victoria for over 28 years and have been lucky to work with a talented and experienced team that can help you fix, renovate, or replace anything in your home. Our convenient location across the Bay Street Bridge features a drive-through covered lumberyard, extensive hardware and plumbing selections, a top-notch paint department, and so much more. Come on in and see us, Bay West Rona, doing it right 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
The 10th Annual Senior Expo, hosted by Senior Living Magazine, offers a fresh new theme. It's all about R&R, refresh and rejuvenate, Tuesday, March 10th at Perks Rec Center in Victoria. Join us for a fashion show celebrating and inspiring mature women in fashion with featured pieces from the Simon Chang Spring Collection. Meet over 125 exhibitors and check out a wide range of senior products, services, and activities. Enjoy all-day musical entertainment by Van Django and the BVDs. Enter a draw for an exciting Via Rail package for two. Admission is by donation at the Senior Expo, Tuesday, March 10th, 9 to 3:30 at Perks Rec Center.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. Great show. We've been talking to Jordan from The Biggest Loser, Jody Clayman from The Real Housewives. Now we have Glenn Maud, who's from Cobb's Bakery, and they've got a great promotion going on with their hot cross buns, of course, this time of year. Glenn, we were talking about charity with Jody and giving back, and I know that Cobb's, anybody that has a team, a sports team in town, knows what they do for them, or people that the charity is a bread you give away. Tell us about Cobb's and what they do to give back to their community.
Absolutely, Patty. Every day, every Cobb's across Canada has a different charity that comes and picks up all the leftover bread from the end of the day, and they take that and distribute it back into the community. So it's just our way of giving back to the needy and the less fortunate, what we provide for the general public. So it's just a good way for us to, like I said, give back to the public.
Right, and that could be a lot of bread too, which is really cool to see. And the fundraising, you help, like I know with Mount Doug Rams football, and many teams, that you give a portion if they have a fundraiser set up.
Absolutely, yeah. Myself here at Shelburne Plaza, I will do just about any donation there is out there, especially for local sports teams, charities, anything like that. I'm more than happy to get involved with them.
I've heard you've done a lot for people, Glenn. You have a hard time saying no.
That I do.
I want to talk a little bit about hot cross buns, because they're a little earlier this year. I know you got a promotion going on, but you have three kinds, and hot cross buns are synonymous with Easter. And what kind of buns do you have, and a little about their history?
We've got three different types of hot cross buns this year, exactly like last year. So we've got our traditional fruit, which is our raisins and our currants. We've also got cranberry orange hot cross, which we just introduced last year and have been a real hit. And then we've also got a chocolate chip hot cross with dark chocolate chips. I'm gonna bash grocery stores just for a second here. Unlike grocery stores, we don't use a candied peel fruit. All of our fruit is a dried fruit that we rehydrate before we mix back into our hot cross bun dough. So the fruit that's in it is fantastic quality. It's way more flavorful and just an overall better product in the long run.
Yeah, and if people haven't tried them in years, I love them. I like them toasted and buttered.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do with yours, or with an egg on the side? Give us some ideas for that Easter breakfast.
For me, myself, I just like them toasted up with a little bit of butter on top. You know, plain, they're just fantastic. Possibilities are basically endless, in my opinion. I know I've heard some people put cheddar cheese on them, which sounds interesting, in my opinion. I've yet to try that, but I would like to. I don't think there's anything that you could do with them to not make them taste good.
Right, and then you have a thing where you're giving away when you buy a complimentary, you get a loaf of bread when you get six of them, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We had a postcard that we sent out around the Victoria area. So every Cobbs in Victoria, the six locations we have in the lower island here, we all sent out postcards, and the offer was you buy six hot cross buns of your choice, you get a free traditional loaf. That offer goes all the way until the 25th of this month. So if you did not receive a postcard, definitely stop by one of your local bakeries, and I'm sure they will slip you one across the countertop so you can get that offer.
Now, I know that the Shelburne branch is one of the busiest in Canada,
yes,
which is amazing. And, you know, a bakery is such a happy environment, right? Like, there's no bad side, really. It's warm and toasty and smells good, and it must be a positive place to work. Why do people like their bread products and their hot cross buns and all this stuff so much, and specific ones they love so much, right? Like that they order every week, different kinds of bread.
That's a tough one. I think a lot of people have got onto this whole fresh bread, way of lifestyle that we're living nowadays, rather than grocery store bread. And I think a lot of people, they just get caught in their ways of wanting specific styles of breads, and they want it to be one way, and they become so familiar with it that if you don't have it, or you sell out of it, or something happens and you can't have the product for the day, it kind of rocks their world a little bit, and they just kind of get into like shock mode, because they're like, oh, how am I going to live my life without Cobbs now? Like, Cobbs is, I can't get my country grain loaf today. What am I going to do? So I think a lot of people have really got on that fresh bread train, and they're realizing that bread that's baked fresh every day is better than bread that's baked, days or weeks in advance.
Yeah, and they're molded, right? Like they're not like, they're specially molded breads, or not like...
Absolutely, yeah. All of our artisan products, so our sourdoughs, our pan de casa, anything artisan, we do hand mold. So we hand divide it all. It's all weighs the exact same amount. We hand mold it all, and then we put it in the proofer, and it goes in the ovens, and it all gets baked on our stone deck ovens. So we have stones that line the bottom of our ovens, and we bake all our products right on those. So they get a really thick, chewy crust on them, very dense center core there, and you get a really, really fresh, authentic taste.
So it's old school.
It's old school. It is, yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize that we don't just bake loaves of bread. We like we just discussed, we do a lot of artisan products. Hot cross buns are very big this time of year. We do scones, cinnamon buns. We do savory products. So, I mean, our range is quite large, which is very impressive.
And it's good to see such successful businesses in town too, right? Doing
Absolutely.
Well with a good product, and that's so cool. And you're all the way up the island too, right? They're everywhere, these Cobbs bread. It's
crazy.
Yeah,
we're all the way up into Nanaimo right now, which is that bakery in Nanaimo is the busiest in BC right now, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's wild.
So go see Glenn at Shelburne and get yourself some free bread. You get it, if you buy your hot cross buns, you'll get a loaf of bread, and it's good. Tell us your favorite sandwich to make on the bread. We got about 10 seconds.
Oh, my favorite sandwich. Grilled cheese and ham on our continental tin pasta is the best, in my opinion.
Oh, and I heard a little trick, too. You put a little extra cheese on the pan so it gets all crunchy on the outside, too.
Absolutely,
Betty. You know that already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, darn you. Glenn, great having you on the show today.
Thanks,
it's been a wonderful show. Thank you all for listening. I love being here every Saturday. If you want to contact me about ideas or feedback or anything else, please do that. LifestyleWithPattyMac.com. TJ, thank you as always to all of you for listening. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.